WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police responded to a fatal crash yesterday evening around 5:45. A car attempting to make a left turn at the intersection of 2018 and Holloman was struck by an SUV. A 21-year-old passenger in the car died. Both drivers were treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released. The intersection was closed for about 4 hours. The Bryan School Board has approved pay raises of $4,000 to $6,000 for each of the district's 70 campus administrators.
The principals, assistant principals, associate principals, and deans of instruction will be sharing a combined $317,000. Deputy Superintendent Tim Roque says this gets the pay of almost all these positions above College Station and other competing districts for the time being.
Our market is that I listed here is not the Metro Houston market. That is a surrounding Brazos Valley kind of market. So if we put those kinds of numbers against us, we certainly are lagging considerably. A Cypher High School principal, you know, is making 120, 125 or more. So, and Dr. Whitbeck can attest to that, coming from that market, of how extremely competitive it is there.
Next month, the Bryan School Board considers pay raises of 2.5% for other administrators and teachers and 3% for auxiliary and paraprofessional employees. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
On the eve of a court hearing in Austin brought on by former Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace against the district, the BISD School Board has approved hiring outside lawyers.
And to allow the superintendent to negotiate and pay reasonable and necessary attorney's fees in that case.
Doug Wannenberger read the scripted motion that was approved by Julie Harden, Ruthie Waller, and Felicia Benford. David Stasny was present for the start of a 95-minute executive session, but he was absent for the vote. According to online court records from Travis County, there is a hearing tomorrow afternoon to take up motions filed by Wallace for contempt of court and to issue sanctions. The College Station School Board has settled a federal complaint filed against the district. Board Vice President Jeff Harris made the motion following a 26-minute executive session at last week's meeting.
I move we approve the agreement to resolve the complaint filed with the U.S. Office for Civil Rights as presented by our attorney in the executive session.
The settlement includes a condition of making no public comment about the complaint. A request has been made to the U.S. Department of Education to learn the nature of the complaint and the settlement. Bryan College Station's Metropolitan Planning Organization's Policy Board unanimously approved the 2050 Highway Plan yesterday with one change. The amendment was requested by Leisha Mullins, who is on the board of directors for the Museum of the American GI.
And we're here to formally request that you move or displace the road that's going through the museum property that is on this map.
The MPO's executive director, Dan Rudge, says the initial goal was to move that road as far south as they could.
We thought we hit the property line when we drew it, but obviously we missed it. So that was probably one that we can easily rectify.
Board members unanimously voted to make that change, but did not approve a request from Forest Lakes residents to move a proposed road further from their neighborhood. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. You can call or text us your news tips to 979-695-1620. This look or more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business.
since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
For today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. We're very warm, 85 to 90 this afternoon. Tonight, a partly cloudy skies, low 70s, a mix of clouds and sun on Wednesday. Afternoon shower or thunderstorm, upper 80s to low 90s, mid-70s Wednesday night. And Thursday, partly sunny, hot, humid. Afternoon thunderstorm, high temperature, low 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Florida Gators are one game up in the College World Series finals after yesterday's win over LSU. Meanwhile, A&M center fielder Nick Chorby is signed with the Washington Nationals, and the Rangers fell to the Rallying Indians in Cleveland. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I'm driving into the radio station, you know, early this morning as always.
Right.
Yep.
Plenty of time to get to the show.
And I saw this, what I thought was a pink flash in the southern sky.
Ooh.
Well, we did receive a text message also from a listener before the show even began.
Yep.
That's how dedicated they are.
Yeah.
Weird twin electrical explosions in South College Station. One lit up the sky, the other closer to Highway 6.
Yeah.
He said that first one looked like it was a kind of around College Station High School.
Okay.
Looking at the outage map, there's nothing reported so far. Everything looks fine.
There have to be some people awake, though. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I'm thinking.
So if you have any details, feel free to share with us.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And see, that's if you have what's called smart meters,
mm-hmm.
then you know how many meters are out immediately. And College Station doesn't have that technology, so that might be part of it.
Okay.
Part of it has to do with citizen reported, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also think that there would have been some citizen reports already. But we'll keep you posted. If you can't hear us this morning...
That's why.
Yeah.
If you can't hear us this morning...
That's the reason.
We're telling you why.
You've got an electric radio, so there. All right, well, we'll just get this out of the way early. The World Taekwondo Federation.
All right.
Has changed their name.
WTF.
Yeah. because of negative connotations that might be misconstrued.
Yeah.
The organization has used the previous name since it was established in 1973. And I would think that those initials were around then, too. But I guess they didn't notice. They have felt the full digital age slang of that old abbreviation that is unrelated to our organization. So it was important that we rebrand to better engage with our fans.
Yeah.
Okay. The change was made during the start of the 2017 Taekwondo Championships, which, of course, I know, Brad, you just didn't have time to put it into the
sports. There just wasn't enough time.
And Chelsea and I were so disinterested that we didn't even call you on it. So there you are.
So I'm really blaming you guys.
Yeah. The event takes place in South Korea.
Oh.
Okay.
Of course.
So there.
Mm-hmm.
World Taekwondo is distinctive and simple to understand and reinforces the global nature of our sport. They just thought they'd kind of throw that plug in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Our vision is Taekwondo for all. And World Taekwondo, we are confident that we can build on our success to date and achieve that vision.
So do we know what they're changing it to?
I think just World Taekwondo.
Oh, okay. Take off the federation.
The federation thing.
I mean, take out the letter that's really just kind of screwing it up for them.
Or it could be that they could have a contest.
Yeah.
From their membership and see if they wanted to come up with...
Thinking Global Taekwondo Association.
Sure.
The GTA.
There's plenty of options.
Well, or they could just do the Federation of Taekwondo.
There you go.
I mean, they could have done that. It's just a matter of the order that the words came out in the name. Anyhow, we thought that you'd be better for knowing that today. And you can... You can now know that if you use WTF, it will not be in any way misconstrued as the Taekwondo people.
Right.
Yeah. Info?
Mation.
Because after all, clarity in texting or anything in the digital age is very, very important.
Next time someone texts me WTF, I'm going to say, oh, no, it is not the World Taekwondo Federation anymore.
That's right. I know
they changed their name.
Yes.
They're changing their name.
WTF? That's what you're getting at.
Yeah, they changed their name. WTF.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to the Summer Fun Sales Event every weekend in June. Lease a well-equipped BMW X1 for just $299 a month. Just $299 a month. Experience the difference in our completely remodeled service waiting area while your vehicle is being serviced. In a hurry? No problem. We have a fleet of courtesy transportation vehicles available. And ask about our VIP customer service program. Did you know that all of our courtesy transportation vehicles are also available for purchase with 0% APR for 72 months? And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose from with $1,500 for college grads? Plus, BMW of Brazos Valley has rows and rows of 2016 BMWs, new and certified pre-owned, at prices you won't find anywhere else. It's the Summer Fun Sales Event at Brazos Valley BMW. BMWofBrazosValley.com.
Hey, good morning, 616. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local Kubota, award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, let's see, June 27th, huh?
Mm-hmm.
June 20th, it's Tuesday. We're a day closer to Friday. Sunglasses Day.
Okay.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. You know, that probably works.
Yeah.
You know, we use them a lot here. And, of course, they help you not get those little wrinkles.
From squinting.
Yeah, crow's feet there. Yeah. You don't want to do that. But you need to make sure that they're good sunglasses. You know, they're sunglasses that cost $1.99.
They're not good.
It's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. So get the polarized
that's
ones.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get you those kinds, which is pretty cool. All right, it's Happy Birthday to You Day, because it's Happy Birthday to the Happy Birthday Song.
Oh.
Itself, as a matter of fact.
All right.
Happy Birthday Song was born on this date in 1859. Mildred Hill wrote the song Good Morning to All on this day, her own birthday, in Louisville, Kentucky. Her sister added the lyrics. The song was amended in 1924 to the birthday slant, and that is the most popular song in
ever.
The world ever.
Public domain now.
Yeah, there were some legal ramifications. That's the reason when you'd go into some restaurants, they wouldn't sing Happy Birthday. They mm-hmm. made up some goofy
some
song.
Happy Birthday.
Yeah, everybody got to clap, and all the waiters came over and went, oh, boy, great, thanks a lot. Excuse me, the wait staff, they all did that. So there. It's National Orange Blossom Day, if you're around any of those.
Okay.
International Pineapple Day. It's a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
It is, but you can get it pre-cut now.
If somebody does that for you,
pay a little extra.
Yeah,
but
then it's an okay thing.
Yep.
And it's Helen Keller Day.
Oh, okay.
This was, I think, the anniversary of her birthday. All right, we got birthday.
I was actually in a production of The Miracle Worker in high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I played
there you
Captain
go.
Keller. Yeah.
Okay.
Chandler Riggs is 18. He's from The Walking Dead.
Is he now?
Yeah. Okay. And so is Elena Masterson. She is 29, also from The Walking Dead. Matthew Lewis is 28. He played Neville Longbottom on the Harry Potter movies.
And has really grown up to be a very handsome young man.
Okay.
Neville was kind of a nerd.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. In the Harry Potter
okay.
series.
So he's a nice looking guy now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Drake Bell is 31 from Drake
and
Josh. That's for the younger
he's
kids.
He's also grown
wow.
up.
Now, what is Drake? I don't even know.
Was it on Nickelodeon, I think? Or,
I think, or
one
or
of the
Disney,
yeah.
Disney Channel or something like that.
Yeah,
right.
It was just a kid show.
Kid show.
Okay.
Sam Claflin is 31, played Finnick O'Dare in the
Hunger Games
movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's been in a few other things, Pirates of the Caribbean and stuff. Khloe Kardashian's 33.
Khloe, happy birthday.
We haven't had a Kardashian story in a while.
Oh, I know, it's been just the longest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lee Nash is 41, sang Kiss Me for Sixpence None the Richer.
Oh, okay, from... Yeah.
From the 90s,
I'll think
yeah.
of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tobey Maguire is 42.
Oh.
First guy that was on, Spider-Man of the new century here.
Yep. He didn't make as much money, though, right?
You know, I don't know if he made as much money.
Okay.
He's done three films so far, he's the one who's done the most Spider-Man
okay.
films.
I got to catch up on my Spider-Man. I'm way behind on my movies of Spider-Man.
Super Nanny, Joe Frost, is 46.
Oh, okay.
Robbie Rosa is 47, former member and leader of Menudo.
Really?
Yeah. J.J. Abrams is 51.
How old is he?
He's 47.
Yeah, I was going to say, because they used to be like in their mid-teens, right? Wasn't that the whole idea? Mm-hmm. That they just plugged people in, and when they got too old, they moved them out and put other people in?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Rotating membership, kind of boy band style.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams is 51, creator of Alias and Lost and all kinds of stuff. Country singer Lori Morgan's 58.
Dangerous woman. Dangerous woman. Anyway, she's got quite a checkered past.
Isabel Adjani is 62, was in Ishtar. Julia Duffy is 66 from Newhart.
Yeah.
And former presidential candidate Ross Perot.
Let me tell you something. Yeah.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
He's 87 years old.
Wow. All right. There you are. It's 6:21.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
So last Thursday, CNN.com, they published an unsubstantiated story that connected Anthony Scaramucci to the Russian Direct Investment Fund, once again citing their infamous anonymous sources. Well, thanks to Breitbart.com and their investigation, well, CNN was forced to retract their story, apologize to my friend Anthony Scaramucci. In an editor's note, links to the story have been disabled. Now, according to Newsbusters, well, CNN, their journalism show, spent more than 5 minutes hate analyzing our friends at Fox and Friends, attacking them because they have access to the president that CNN doesn't deserve and can't get. And by the way, then closing the show with 4 minutes on Trump as an aspiring autocrat, shutting down access to the press. Why not? Press colluded with Hillary. So why should they have any access? I say they shouldn't.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, 6:24, the Infomaniacs. Later on this morning, your cell phone is making you stupid in ways you had no idea. I'm just letting you know right now.
Excellent.
I mean, yeah, we're going to find the best food truck. Now, somebody went and posted a list of the best food truck in every state. Now, you know, I mean, that's fine, but...
did they try every food truck
exactly.
in the state?
And my thought is, you don't know where that food truck's going to be every day.
Exactly.
And even if you are in the city, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that maybe the best food truck in Texas is not in Bryan College Station. So that means what? You go to a bigger city and
so you're going to drive to get to a portable
restaurant.
Again,
and he or she may not be there that day for whatever reason.
Yeah, their hours are weird,
And so, or there's the, for instance, best food truck in Montana. Well, you know, how many food trucks are there in Montana?
True.
But do we really know? All right, so let's see. Yeah, we'll just go ahead and bust the story this morning, right now. The best food truck in Texas is Macklewaite Craft Meats.
Oh, yeah, everybody's heard of that.
Yeah,
but now, see, they don't tell you where it is.
What?
So I don't understand. Why would they do that?
What kind of story?
Let me see.
Here's the best food truck ever. Good luck.
Then it's in the All right, they do the entire Southwest.
See, oh, it's Austin.
Where did it say Austin?
Rosewood Avenue. It's actually got
an address. Oh, I see. Okay, pull down there. Okay, I got it as I went to there. All right, so now customers are lined up at the 1960 Comet trailer on 11th Street for Texas Barbecue and the finest gourmet sides. Yeah.
Craft Meats.
I get. Yeah. Well, of course they're going to do that, you know, because it's Texas.
Yep.
But I mean,
this one doesn't look all that portable. I mean, it and I don't even know if you consider that a truck. It looks more like a camper.
It does. It looks like a travel trailer thing,
which I guess counts.
Yeah, and I mean, it's fine. Craft
jalapeno cheese grits.
Uh-oh.
Pulled goat. Whoa.
I didn't even grab onto the goat. What do you mean pull the goat?
All right. Pulled goat.
Saturday only.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. They don't roast the goats every day.
All right. Yeah. A little cabrito. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool.
Ooh,
all right.
So they have an oatmeal cream pie.
Uh-oh.
Like, I bet homemade.
All right. What?
It's a little pricey for a food truck.
What is it?
$18 for
really?
Pulled goat.
What?
Jesus.
Wow. Is that like a pound of it?
Man, I don't know.
All right, well, we'll dig into that.
Yeah, no,
later.
I'm sure. Oh, sold by the pound. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Still, $18?
Yeah, you get, okay, here we go. Meat plates, one meat with two sides is $11.50. Just to give you a little feel about what that means.
Okay, yeah. So maybe if you're in the neighborhood, but still, that's a lot. And that oatmeal pie thing sounds interesting. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. You know what oatmeal pies are.
No
Nick Saban eats one every day for breakfast.
Oh, you're talking about Little Debbie
yeah.
snack cake thing.
But they make their own, I guess. All it says buttercream frosting sandwiched between two oatmeal cookies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that might. Well,
for $3.75.
Yeah, because that Little Debbie's, I don't think that's
good. Oh, I get
for
on
you.
Board with that. Oh, no, it's not good for you.
Yeah. I mean, how do they make that thing?
Winners
anyway?
Eat it. Winners eat it.
Oh, that's
them.
It. Okay, reason. All right, I got it. Okay.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
So with the 4th of July holiday coming up, a lot of us will be going on vacation. I know I'll be out all next week on vacation myself, but what do you plan on doing while you're on vacation? Well, if you said nothing, you're in some good company. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So it's tempting to pack a million things into your vacation because you want to make the most of it, but then you end up exhausted and feel like you never even went on vacation. So this totally makes sense. According to a new study, the number one thing we all want to do on vacation is absolutely nothing. So a staycation, if you will, which is honestly probably what I'm going to do. Here's five stats from the survey. Almost 75% of the people in the poll said resting and relaxing is important when they're on vacation. The rest of the top five are sightseeing, 55%, experiencing local culture and food, 51%, being with family, 46%, and being out in nature, 45%. Now, 22% of women also said shopping is important. Only 9% of men agreed. 86% of people planning on a vacation this year say they'll travel with at least one other person. A very independent 14% of us will go it alone. 42% of people said they dial back their time on social media when they're on vacation. About a third don't even try to. And 22% say they're completely disconnected. 43% of people in the survey said they're not taking a summer vacation this year. The top reasons were it's too expensive and they can't afford to take time off work. And 3% said they just don't like taking time off for work. And then they asked their boss for a raise. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Hey, good morning. Coming up on 6:30, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. About 90 for a high temperature today, 50-50 chance of showers today. And the winds will probably be out of the east. Expect somewhere between a tenth and a quarter of an inch of rain unless you get caught in a thunderstorm. 71 for a low temperature tonight. We're up to 90 or 91 tomorrow. Chances of rain down to 20%. Then Thursday, 40% chance of rain. Friday, 30% chance of rain. And now Saturday, they've taken the rain out of the forecast and made it a little warmer. About 93 is what they're saying. Currently, a little bit humid outside. We've got 72 degrees.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The European Union's antitrust regulator today fined Alphabet's Google a record $2.7 billion for favoring its own comparison shopping service in search results. The decision could force broader changes to the way Google designs its search results in Europe because it sets a possible precedent for other search services such as travel and maps. A decade after setting Delta Airlines on a post-bankruptcy resurgence, the airline's former chairman and CEO is taking on another transportation challenge, Amtrak. The railroad has named Richard Anderson as its top executive, putting a leader known for innovation and customer service in charge of a government operation struggling to keep up with congestion and crumbling infrastructure. French beauty products giant L'Oreal says it has signed a contract to sell The Body Shop, which it has owned for over a decade, to a Brazilian company for $1.1 billion. The sale is still subject to clearance by antitrust regulators in Brazil and the U.S. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The intersection at 2818 and Holloman Drive was closed for about 4 hours yesterday after a fatal crash. According to the College Station police report, a southbound car attempting to make a left-hand turn from 2818 to Holloman failed to yield right-of-way and was struck by a northbound SUV. Both drivers were transported to the hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A 21-year-old passenger in the car was transported where she died. The driver of a third vehicle, which was hit after the initial collision, was not injured. The intersection reopened just before 10 p.m. Final action was taken on future highway plans in the Twin Cities yesterday, but after one amendment was made. Two changes were requested by citizens before the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization's Policy Board voted to approve the 2050 thoroughfare concept. The accepted amendment came from the Museum of the American GI's Alicia Mullins, who wants to move a proposed road south of the property to prevent it from interfering with their living history reenactments.
Many of you have said that the road can be moved up to a mile. If the road can be moved up to the mile, we're asking that you move it now away from the museum so that way we're not affecting what our mission's going to be and we can continue to do what we want.
The policy board did not approve an amendment requested by Cheryl Rich, a resident of Forest Lakes, a subdivision located off Highway 30 off Harvey Whedon Road.
We're shocked and surprised. We would like the entire road. We don't understand why it's there to begin with. Why this circle at this time? Why this circle at this time, this part of the circle, when Highway 30 is right there? Can't that be widened?
With the road change near the museum, three policy board members unanimously voted to approve the 2050 thoroughfare concept. The Bryan School Board has voted to hire outside legal assistance in the lawsuit filed against the district by former Superintendent Tommy Wallace.
I move to authorize the retention of counsel in cause number D-1-GN-17-115, as discussed in closed session.
Doug Wonenberger was one of four board members who were present when he read the scripted motion calling on current Superintendent Christy Whitbeck to negotiate what were described as reasonable and necessary attorney's fees. According to online court records from Travis County, there's a hearing tomorrow afternoon to take up motions filed by Wallace involving allegations of contempt of court and to issue sanctions. The board's vote followed a 95-minute executive session. Also voting yes were Felicia Benford, Ruthie Waller, and Julie Harden. David Stasny was present when the private discussion began, but was absent for the vote. Leaders at Bryan School District campuses are getting what amounts to a pair of pay raises for the upcoming school year.
Yesterday's special school board meeting included approval of giving 70 people a combined total of $317,000. Per person, that means an additional $3,000 to $6,000 for principals, assistant principals, associate principals, and deans of instruction. Central office administrators say the step increase is designed to make Bryan more competitive with College Station and other districts to retain and recruit campus leaders. Board member David Stasny, who was part of the unanimous vote, questioned the distribution of the additional money.
There's a $42,000 difference right now between assistant principal elementary and the high school. And yes, I agree with what you're saying. I'm just saying we do have to look at the market. We do have to look at College Station. We are still in the red on assistant principals at the elementary, and we're 11,000 over on the high school principal. So it's not about dissing anything the high school principal is doing. It's about making sure we have quality people at all levels, including assistant principals at the elementary level, which is also very critical.
Next month, the school board will consider pay raises of 3% for paraprofessional and auxiliary employees and 2.5% for teachers and other administrators. Those pending raises were incorporated in yesterday's board vote for the campus administrators. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Two assistant principal vacancies at College Station High School were filled at the last school board meeting. Superintendent Clark Ely noted one position was filled by someone already in the building.
Trey Davis, who's currently a teacher and coach at College Station High School.
No replacement has been announced for Trey Davis as head boys golf coach. The board also hired Patricia Ayala from Mansfield as an assistant principal at College Station High. And the board also approved the hiring of the district's new director of child nutrition. Bridget Goodlett was promoted to fill the vacancy with the retirement of longtime director Diane Dom. A federal judge is not likely to issue a ruling immediately whether the state's new sanctuary cities law can take effect September 1st. During a hearing in San Antonio yesterday, the judge appeared interested in how the law would be enforced. The judge asked whether an officer could ask all passengers in a car about their immigration status and if local police could make their own immigration sweeps. Opponents of the law, including the cities of Houston and Dallas, argue that the law's vagueness is one of their biggest concerns. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 72 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Bubba Dixon here. Seeing that satisfied look on a customer's face when they discover their Tom-like experience is truly amazing. Sometimes, though, coming to the store isn't always an option. That's okay. We'll come to you. Shop TomLike.com to search our entire selection, find a great deal, and even arrange to have us deliver your new Chevy to your home or office absolutely free. That's the Tom-like experience. That's the Tom-like difference. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom-like Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Good morning, 641. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are the numbers.
For today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. We're very warm, 85 to 90 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low 70s, a mix of clouds and sun on Wednesday. Afternoon shower or thunderstorm, upper 80s to low 90s, mid 70s Wednesday night. And Thursday, partly sunny, hot, humid, afternoon thunderstorm, high temperature, low 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the College World Series Finals, where Florida bested LSU in Game 1 yesterday. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers clinched the TCL first half with a sweep of the Texas Marshals yesterday. And Russell Westbrook is the NBA's MVP after setting a record 42 triple-doubles last season. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, the hearing all day in San Antonio yesterday, and, you know, it's interesting in the story that that Chelsea had is they're concerned, opponents are concerned that the law is so vague.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are a whole lot of different circumstances out there.
Right. It's going to be it's going to be difficult to pinpoint it down to a specific, like you said, circumstance or situation.
Yeah.
Every single time.
You've got a sheriff's department that has 11 people in it, or you've got a police department that's got, you know, X number of hundreds of people.
Right.
And the number of people who they're going to stop, those conditions, what that happens to be. I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to make sure that people who are here illegally do not feel like they cannot communicate with law enforcement at all. In other words, if they see a crime, if they're a witness to a crime or victim to a crime, mm-hmm. they need to feel a protection of that law. Because
true.
Just because they're here illegally doesn't mean that they should be a victim.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're here illegally, they can still be a witness to a crime.
Right.
And so they should be able to interact with law enforcement. And I think that's where the law is now, but clearly that's why they're in a San Antonio federal courtroom to figure all this stuff mm-hmm. out.
Right.
You know, I know the Trump folks have already come out in support of it. So, you know, they're going to use terms like draconian and unconstitutional if they're opposed to it. And the others are going to say it's a common sense situation.
Right.
One lawyer called it a constitutional train wreck. That's it. So we got all that. But that's it. Hyperbole is what attorneys do.
That's what I was going to say. It gives them a good chance to roll out their hyperbole.
That's right. Get their quotes
the
going.
Yeah.
And so there. Speaking of
Trump tweets,
hyperbole every once in a while. Leader of the free world out there.
He is. He's been tweeting.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he
okay.
said he was very grateful for the 9-0 decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. We must keep America safe.
Uh-huh.
My favorite is that he uses the letter O versus a zero.
Ah,
like it's
does
literally
he?
9-0.
Oh, very good. Very
yeah.
good. Very good.
Okay, so from Fox News, quote, bombshell, in 2016, Obama dismissed idea that anyone could rig an American election. Now check out his statement, witch hunt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then he continued with, "Great day for America's future security and safety, courtesy of the U.S. Supreme Court. I will keep fighting for the American people and win." Oh, this is great. Okay, wow. CNN had to retract big story on Russia with three employees forced to resign. What about all the other phony stories they do? Fake news.
Yeah,
fake news.
And then let's, one new tweet 14 minutes ago. Just a retweet. But it is an article by Mr. Eric Bolling, who says, "Good morning, friends. The swamp out today. President Trump has a copy. Get yours here." So he does do a lot of retweets. He retweets Fox and Friends, you know, anything that, of course, puts him in a good light.
Yeah. Well, and Bolling. Okay. So Bolling's got his book out. I mean, the president of the United States retweets on a book release.
Yeah.
Again, he probably, since it's called Drain the Swamp, then the leader of the free world would probably like that.
Oh, man. Can you imagine logging in and President Donald Trump has retweeted your tweet?
Wow. That'd be the definition of a pretty good way to start the day,
the
I would
president.
Think.
I would think so.
Well, and that's fine. That's what he gets to do. In the meantime, over in Congress, you know, the Republicans are trying to get the health care bill out there open on the floor for debate. Not exactly sure if they're going to have the votes they need to do that. Here's a guy from Fox.
It was interesting to see Republicans embrace the deficit reduction, which the CBO reported. You have to have deficit reduction in a bill if you're going to consider it under this special set of rules, which avoids filibusters. But they simultaneously upbraided the CBO, saying, well, they don't know how to predict coverage. There's going to be 22 million fewer people without coverage. 22 million people are going to lose coverage. That's a problem.
And this is about the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, which is, we talked about yesterday. You like them until they say something you don't like, and then you don't like them. And that's what they're discussing here. They're actually having to speak out of both sides of their mouth, saying there are aspects of the CBO report that are right on, and then, well, there's some others that aren't necessarily, so aside from that. So that's the deal. Are they going to be able to bring it to the floor, and are they going to have enough votes? And, you know, they don't want to bring it up and fail, and so that's kind of what they're battling there. And the Supreme Court, again, with the controversial travel ban, the partial travel ban, they upheld that, so we'll see how all that goes. And they did a couple of other things, but they're really like playground equipment in Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. And because the money, needing to get the money to do that, and that was a violation of apparently, because it was a religious school, then that's church and state crossing lines, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. That's enough for now. It's 6:47. Oh, it's going so well. Okay, it's 6:47.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy, and for everything life throws at you, there's Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home. Featuring our new H2O flooring, it's waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof.
And right now, save big on carriage stand carpets and rugs.
And save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, take advantage of the special 12 months financing.
Stop worrying and start living.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for a tough plant that can handle the Texas summer, consider a vine. If you don't have much space, yet you need the effect of a large shrub, consider a vine. If you're trying to break up the starkness of a long drab fence or wall, consider a vine. We have some outstanding options. This is a great time to let them start performing their magic. Vines work in very little spaces. I'll have details after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you're thinking about planting a vine, you need to consider how it's going to do its climbing. Perhaps you never thought about it, but not all vines ascend the same way. Some twine and require openings through which they can work their stems. Others have appendages called holdfasts that let them secure themselves even to smooth surfaces. And still others have tendrils that reach out and latch onto wires and stems and other supports. There's also a fourth group that has no visible means of support. They're basically leaning plants, and you'll have to secure them in place. Now, here are some of the very best vines for Texas. In South Texas, coral vine. It's a wonderful vine in late summer and fall with the coral pink blooms, hot pink, and they're beautiful. It's not winter hardy in the northern half of the state. And bougainvilleas, of course, are vines naturally, but they're only in the Rio Grande Valley. You can use them as vines if you have a sunroom or if you have large containers. Getting on to plants that will grow in all of Texas, how about Madam Galen Trumpet Creeper? It's a woody, permanent vine that's actually an improved form of the native trumpet vine. Its orange flowers are much larger than the native counterpart, and it's more refined in the garden. It's not invasive. Clematis are favorite vines in the north. In Texas, we have a couple of lesser-known types of clematis that actually do better. Sweet autumn clematis, Clematis paniculata, is native to East Texas, but it grows well across the rest of the state. And you might want to try evergreen clematis, especially in the southern half of Texas, Clematis armandi. Its flowers are creamy white, but they're produced in the spring. But forget the flowers. This plant has spectacular glossy foliage. That's evergreen clematis. Climbing fig or fig ivy is popular in the southern half or two-thirds of Texas. It adheres tightly to fences and walls, and it's boldly deep green. Now, it'll freeze in extreme winters in much of the state, but it does come back most of the time. Carolina jessamine is popular in East Texas, where it's native, but it also grows across the rest of the state. Glossy, dark green, evergreen foliage and beautiful yellow tubular flowers in the spring that are also extremely fragrant. English ivy is a great vine if you have shade and have a means for it to climb. Honeysuckles come in several different flavors. Coral honeysuckle, Japanese purple honeysuckle, Hall's honeysuckle is the best of the vines. And Boston ivy is a deciduous vine. It's beautiful on walls, just like Virginia creeper is. Climbing roses are the leaning plants that we referred to. I'm Neil Sperry. Midsummer lawn benchmarks in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, in the College World Series, the Florida Gators are a win away from their first National College Baseball Championship. Brady Singer struck out a career-high 12 in seven innings. Jonathan India doubled in two runs, and Florida beat LSU 4-3 in Game 1 of the finals. The Gators need a win today or tomorrow. Singer's strikeout total was the highest by a single pitcher in a College World Series finals game. Game 2 is tonight at 7 p.m. in Omaha. For A&M baseball, center fielder Nick Chorby tweeted yesterday that he signed with the Washington Nationals. Chorby, who was drafted in the 18th round, started 63 games for the Aggies. He had three home runs and 33 RBIs. Chorby made 113 career starts, including 45 his junior season. Out at Nutrabolt,
0-2 from Bluda. Called strike three. The bender had him looking. And the Brazos Valley Bombers defeat the Texas Marshals 7-0.
After rain delayed their Sunday matchup, the Bombers' bat stayed hot as they completed the sweep of the Texas Marshals. The final scores were 6-2 in Game 1 and 7-0 in Game 2. With the first win, the Bombers clinched the TCL first half with a 17-6 overall record and will have home field advantage in the first round single-game playoff. Here's Skip Trey Porras on how important the win was.
It's big time. It really is. You know, like I said before, I want the players to continue treating it just as if it's another game. But when you get down to that one-game playoff in August and really you're only as good as the starting pitcher that day, it's big time to be at Nutribullet and to have our sold-out crowd in front of us, to play in front of them. It's very important, and it's nice to get it out of the way in the first game.
The Bombers next travel to Victoria with a four-game lead over the Acadiana Cane Cutters in the Baylor Scott & White TCL standings and are matched up with the third-place Generals. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball.
And here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled up the middle. It's a base hit past Elvis. Encarnacion's home. Here comes Santana. He'll score. The Indians take a 10-9 lead.
Francisco Lindor, Lonnie Chisenhall, and Carlos Santana each had three RBIs to help the Cleveland Indians rally from a 7-run deficit and beat the Texas Rangers 15-9 after manager Terry Francona left the game because he wasn't feeling well. The Indians came back after trailing 9-2 in the fourth inning to avoid their first four-game losing streak since 2015. Game 2 in Cleveland tonight is set for 6:10 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also for the Rangers, left-hander Cole Hamels has been activated from the 10-day disabled list in time for tonight's start against the Indians. Hamels has been out for 8 weeks with a strained oblique muscle. He was injured warming up for a scheduled start May 2nd in Houston. Speaking of Houston, the Astros had the night off last night but begin a fresh three-game series with the Athletics tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. In the NBA, Russell Westbrook has won the league's MVP award after setting a record with 42 triple-doubles last season. The Oklahoma City All-Star joined Oscar Robertson as the only players to average a triple-double for an entire season. He led the Thunder into the playoffs after Kevin Durant left for Golden State. Westbrook beat out Houston's James Harden and San Antonio forward Kawhi Leonard for the league's top honor. And the NCAA is conducting an ongoing pending investigation into Baylor University in the wake of a sexual assault scandal that led to the firing of football coach Art Briles and the departure of the school president, the school's lawyers confirmed in a federal court filing. Baylor officials acknowledged the investigation while asking a judge to protect the school's communications with the NCAA from attorneys for several women who have sued the nation's largest Baptist university. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July the 5th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Spa with The Med, Bentley Nettles, and David Guest with Home Instead Senior Care about veterans' benefits. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now it's time for keeping up with the Obamas. You know, we haven't heard anything from the former leader of the free world.
I saw they were rafting in Indonesia.
They were in Indonesia. You're exactly right. TMZ reports that the former commander and his wife, Michelle, and daughters, Malia and Sasha, did that whitewater rafting in Bali. They also toured a rice field. Okay. And dad is speaking to the National Congress. Apparently,
and
the
he lived there. Or
yes,
something
exactly. He lived in Indonesia. I'm guessing the Motel 6 was full because he's staying at the Four Seasons. But I'm guessing it's just because the Motel 6 was full.
Yeah, I'm okay. Sure.
High today, 90 with a 50-50 chance of showers. 72 now at 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.